B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Polished it the night before.
I had a Fox 40, man. Nice sharp sound, crisp. Okay. But anyway, that's reffing terms. You don't need to worry. Anyway, so I would just go with the moment. And that moment...
You wouldn't have called anything.
Two big guys fighting.
Yeah.
Deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. I'm totally with you on that. But my first thought was, if they called something, it had to be because Embiid is... tonight has shown to be dumb enough to foul them.
I hear you. 610-632-0975. Wide open board if you want to get in. 610-632-0975. 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Univest Bank. Are you frustrated by escalating HR costs and legislative compliance? There's a simple solution. It's time for Univest Employee Benefits. Visit univest.net to set up your free benefits analysis today. And you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. By the way, this fine Football Monday on The Fanatic is brought to you by Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning Contractors. Visit nopaybryant.com for heating contractor who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this season. Now, we teased this earlier. We're about to give away our first clue.
I'm excited for somebody to sit in these seats.
Well, I'm excited to go.
You're going to win the Rothman Sixers tickets, all right? It's two tickets, court level, second row, for tomorrow night's game against the Cleveland Cavaliers. You get a parking pass, comp food, and drinks at those seats. And Rothman Orthopedics is taking care of you, our Fanatic listeners, to win these tickets. Don't let pain in your back, shoulders, knees, or hips stop you from doing what you love. Turn to Rothman Orthopedics, the Rothman experts at Rothman Orthopedics, proud orthopedic partner of the 76ers. Jamie and Trey, you guys sat there. Who's going tomorrow night? Because I can't go.
Trey and Bob are going to go.
Trey, you'll go with Trey and Bob and a friend of yours. So you'll be with Trey and Bob hanging out there with a friend of yours sitting court level second row at the Wells Fargo Center. And we're going to play a little game today. Now, we played a Sixer jersey math on Friday for people to win the tickets. Today, we're going to play a little game called Guess That Sixer. Here's how it's going to work. Bob Cooney is going to give you a clue at 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9, and 9:30. And if you can guess that Sixer, you will win the tickets from Rothman Orthopedics to sit court level for Sixers-Cavs tomorrow night. Bob Cooney, can you give us the first clue?
I can, Mark, and that first clue is this former 76er was born in the great state of Pennsylvania.
A Pennsylvanian Sixer himself.
Mm-hmm.
This is very interesting, Trey. There's a number of Sixers that have been born in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Got to keep it broad.
Uh-huh.
Got to put all the clues together. And hopefully by about 9:45, you'll put all of them together and say what Sixer we're talking about. Fascinating.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Rothman Orthopedics, for providing these amazing tickets to our listeners.
And it'll make sense soon.
We will take the winner, hopefully around 9:45 today, and we'll send them to this fine game. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. And also, before we do move on, we talk Sixers. We've been talking Eagles. We're going to get back to them in a second. But another hat tip to the Philadelphia Flyers, especially Carter Hart slamming the door in the shootout. Absolutely incredible. Two shootouts over the weekend. Claude Giroux stole the show with an amazing slap shot. Hey, you know what? I'll say this for Claude Giroux. Wayne Gretzky said it once. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right? And also Mike Scott. And then, you know what? Markel Fultz also said that. But Claude Giroux, you know what his epic quote was after he went slap shot on Saturday night? I had no idea what I was doing until I did it.
There you go.
I call BS on that.
Really?
Well, if you notice, the night before, he faked a slapper.
Ah.
Or not the night before, the game before. Faked a slapper and then went five hole.
Oh.
So the slapper has been in his mind. Make no mistake about it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You know what? Tim Saunders had a hell of a call on it. Now here he is on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Claude Giroux, 1-for-3 this season. 26 shootout goals in his career. Second round for the Flyers to give Philadelphia the lead. He's got it at center ice in over the Toronto line. Fired the shot. He scores. He just rifled one. Stick side on Frederick Anderson. And Giroux with a slap shot in the shootout. Scores to give the Flyers the lead.
Five of their last six games have been overtime or shootout games for the Flyers.
Yeah, and shootouts don't usually bode well for the boys, but they have lately.
Not true. They've always been, always will be, a great shootout squad, Bob.
Saturday night, they take care of business against those Maple Leafs. Claude Giroux came up with that slap shot. Couturier, good old Coots coming off to finish him off. Elliott had 38 saves in that one. And also, just Sunday night, last night, took care of business again. Carter Hart, stellar. Came up with, 26 saves, I believe it was last night, including the one where he slammed the door in that shootout. Had a great pad save as well, so Flyers looking pretty, looking real pretty right now. Sixers, want to see a complete win tomorrow night against a team that should handle the business against the Cleveland Cavaliers. You might be at that game with Guess That Sixer. We got to get back into these Eagles because the Dallas Cowboys lose last night to the Vikings, which opens the door, it makes the door wide open for the NFC East. Now, as we've talked about, the Cowboys have a tough schedule from here on out, tougher than what the Eagles have. The Cowboys have just a slew of games right now. The Lions game, which is on the road in Detroit, got a little bit easier with Matthew Stafford, but a broken bones in his back.
Yeah, again. It sounds just like Wentz from last year, right?
Whatever it is, that's all. Like, Wentz sounded like it was a stress fracture. This, like, when you read a report that says broken bones,
oh, is that okay?
In his back.
Hmm.
It's like, this is again. Yeah, same thing last year.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Awful medical year for the Stafford family. Uh-huh. I mean, when you bring in a serious note with his wife as well, I believe it was brain surgery. Hey, God bless that family for health reasons, right? But when it comes to this particular game and what it means to the Eagles in the division, they go to Detroit, the Cowboys do, for their next game coming up on the 17th. This Sunday, obviously. And then they go to New England to face the Patriots. Eagles at least have the Patriots at home, right? And then they go and host the Bills to Chicago. Now, that's only a couple of days in between. Going from New England to Buffalo, we're not taking into account the short week that is. That's 4 days.
Right, Thanksgiving game.
The Eagles went to Dallas for Thanksgiving to play a game with Mark Sanchez as the quarterback.
Yes, they did.
Sanchez.
And they rolled. Absolutely rolled the Cowboys, the Eagles did on that Thanksgiving game. If you remember, the Cowboys played Sunday night at the Meadowlands. Odell Beckham Jr. had that historic catch, right? Amazing one-hand catch against the Cowboys on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Then they had to fly back to Dallas that night. They only got a couple of days worth of practice. The Eagles played a 1 o'clock game, I believe it was, that weekend. And they slept in their own beds. They were at home, flew to Dallas, had a lot more rest going into that game. And they went into Dallas and just took care of business. Now, Sanchez just carved him up. Mm-hmm. LeSean McCoy destroyed him in that game. So it's tough to play on that short week, is it not, Trey?
Well, yes,
it
is.
3 or 4 days, essentially, mm-hmm. and you're not sleeping in your own bed. So they're going from New England, similar type of thing, a later game, a 4:25 start time in New England. That game will wrap up around 8:39, be in the plane by, 11? 10 o'clock, 11?
Yeah, probably
about 11.
Yeah,
if they're lucky. Yeah. Then they fly to Dallas. So I think they lose to Buffalo. They fly home. They play Buffalo at home. I think they lose that game to the Bills. How about that? So they just still got that tough schedule. Then they go to Chicago for the following week and then host Los Angeles, visit Philadelphia, and then they host the Redskins. So their schedule is extremely tough from here on out. Eagles have to worry about these next two games and then be able to handle their own business the rest of the way. I say they do. We'll get an update on our Twitter poll. I got to say, people are not very confident right now that the Eagles are going to win the division. I'm very confident the Eagles will win the division.
Well, here's a weird dynamic. You're right in that they're getting healthy. Things are looking better. Jamie was saying Fletcher Cox, Derek Barnett, the defensive line looks better. You have your starters back at cornerback.
They're getting healthier.
Yeah. So if you were playing, say, Washington this week or the Giants this week, I'll bet you the confidence would be a lot higher than it is because New England's coming to town.
Yeah, but it's almost like...
I think people are a little afraid to be like... Yes, here comes the final drive home.
But I hear you, but I hate to say this game is irrelevant, but it's not irrelevant, but it's
as far
you
as
can
wins
still
and losses,
easily make the playoffs if you lose to the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, but you, and like I said to you on the 5 o'clock, it's not so much the game, the win, the loss. It's how the team, you have to focus on the Eagles only.
It's
how does this team look?
It's all coming down to that Cowboys game, though, I'm telling you. It's gonna be a playoff game.
Yeah, I think. My only thing is, I wish it was the last game of the season.
That'd be a lot cooler.
It would be a win in your in situation, and that game would also be on.
But that's
going to
decide the division, most likely.
It absolutely is. But it also could come down to what happens the following game, because both teams are playing division opponents, as per usual. The Redskins are playing the Cowboys. And the Eagles are playing at New York.
And because of Minnesota, I believe you'll have tiebreakers over the Cowboys if you end up beating them head-to-head. Like, if you end up with the same record.
Yeah, because they just lost another conference game.
Yeah, so I believe, like, that's what I mean. Like, New England, like, yeah, it'd be a huge confidence builder to win that game. But it doesn't end the season by any means.
No, it does not. Absolutely not. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Dennis in Springfield, what's going on, brother?
Good morning, guys. In case anybody was wondering, Minnesota won that game last night.
Yes.
I watched that game last night, and the only good thing about that game, besides Minnesota winning, was it rekindled why I hate the Cowboys. That broadcast was probably one of the most one-sided national broadcasting team game of the week broadcast I've ever seen.
Really?
They were ready to put Dak Prescott on a pedestal and have the Pope make him a saint. That letter that they read on the air from Mike Krzyzewski.
Oh yeah.
Did that not make you want to puke? I mean, not only did they read a letter from Krzyzewski,
right?
They had mood music playing in the background. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I don't care what Mike Krzyzewski thinks about that.
It was an odd insert. I will say that.
And then putting them in and then they contradict themselves.
They're telling me
how great he is, and then they're showing me the numbers before Cooper and after Cooper. Uh-huh. Before Cooper, he sucked. He finally got a big time receiver.
Yes.
And now he's better.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be a good remedy here in Philadelphia?
Go for it. I'll say this, Dennis.
Catches Cooper was making last night were
right.
Ridiculous.
No, yeah, we had talked about it earlier. It just not just on that side, but Stephon Diggs made a great play where he came back to the ball to make that catch for his quarterback. And it's like, can one guy for the Eagles just be that guy that Carson Wentz can rely on time and time again? Because we don't have that guy here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, because except for Cooper, the Cowboys receivers are average. They're it's not just pedestrian.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cooper makes that whole receiving corps go.
Yeah, but at least they want to play.
Yeah. At least they'll make a play for them every now and then. But I'm sitting there watching that game. I'm like, Minnesota is playing. They are running the ball down their throat, and it was like. NBC was getting slightly upset that Dallas wasn't going to win that game.
I don't look. I'm extremely tainted. I work behind the scenes doing national broadcast. I know that the only thing that the national broadcaster cares about is the rating point and making their flight after the game. That's the only. They don't care who wins or loses. In all honesty, but with the Krzyzewski thing, it was a tie-in to veteran weekend.
Yeah.
And they were trying to work something out that way. It didn't make a lot of sense to me, but that's what they did.
Why? Because Krzyzewski's played for Army?
Yeah.
That's your veteran tie-in?
That's...
Oh, man. I hope nobody broke their arm reaching for that. That's ridiculous.
I was at a VFW yesterday. My father-in-law is a Vietnam vet. And all the veterans, and I know we all agree, thank you for your service. Most humbly, thank you so much for your service. And I'll say this, man. There is some ball breaking that goes on at a VFW that's like just next level, man.
I bet. And
it's, it's a small community of people in neighborhoods that will go to these VFWs, often the same one. Everybody knows everybody. And one of my buddies, I was supposed to meet up there as well. And my father-in-law, we're going out anyway. And he had left. Apparently, he had a couple of pops already.
They got overserved?
Yeah. Oh, my God. First off, like... you buy a drink for someone and it'll be like, that'll be 75 cents. And I'm like, what year is it in here? What is going on?
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, yeah, we've never seen him that banged up before. And I was just like, damn. And then all the stuff that I can't repeat on the radio. But it is just next level ball breaking.
Do you need to have a member to walk you in?
You can be a sponsored member, like as me, who's non-military personnel, a civilian.
Yeah,
I could pay for a membership, I think, as long as I'm sponsored by a member of the VFW, by a veteran.
gotcha. So to speak. Okay, so it's not just walk in and like, hey, I want to get a drink.
Oh, no, it's like speakeasy type of thing. Like, they look at you through the camera at the door, and it's like, yeah, come on in.
All right.
But my grandfather's a retired Coast Guard 25 years, and I just grew up, like, in that type of environment.
Mm-hmm.
It feels home to me. It really does.
The FW stuff.
Yeah, it's just like, it smells like home.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild thing, and everyone was just so great, so awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so thank you again to all the veterans that have served our country. We, beyond words, appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Real quick, Sam, let's get an update on our Twitter poll, please. What's it looking like? How are the people any more confident than they were an hour ago?
No, they are not. But it is brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments, no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. So we asked, are you confident the Eagles will win the division? We have just over 1,000 votes. 1% more. 56% say no.
What the hell, people?
I know.
No more confidence. All right, we'll get to why it should have a little bit more confidence coming up in a few here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning. The Fanatic.
Coming up 7:30, about 6 minutes, we're going to give you our second clue in Guess That Sixer. So we're going to give you our second clue for the Roth Orthopedic Sixers tickets, second row, court level seats. Jamie and Trey, you guys were there last night. Here's the thing. I want to say this again because it's Veterans Weekend. And about being at the VFW, there's something I never thought of. Because just as, again, civilian, I don't think this way, I guess. But I was the lowest man on the totem pole as far as people that, like, deserve to be at this bar, right? At this VFW. And there was...
I know that feeling.
Right. But I'm sitting there, and my father-in-law, who served in Vietnam, is talking to these guys. And two other guys were Vietnam vets that he was talking to. And there was one guy who was an Air Force guy, but only worked as a... quote unquote, for him, this is his words, not mine, only worked as a mechanic for the Air Force. And he never saw combat or action, right? And, like, he was belittling his own service in front of the guys that had, like, gone over and fought and, like, saw combat. And, again, me as a civilian, I don't think of that because I think you're in the military, you know, you have my respect, you know, just out of the gate. And this guy, you could tell, was... again, almost belittling his service.
Wow.
About the guys that actually, you know, saw combat. And I never thought of, I don't know, for lack of a better term, that hierarchy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
To all the veterans that might feel like this gentleman felt, my appreciation goes to you the same as it goes to anybody else. Like, I just want to get that out. Like, I never thought about that. I've never been in that kind of atmosphere where one person was doing that, because I grew up with, hey, you served, you have my appreciation.
Yeah.
Now, that's something you just don't, it never crosses your mind, I guess, if you just worked in the civilian sector or whatever you call it, you know, sector, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's an odd thing, but again, appreciation to everybody there. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Why are we in this situation right now with the Eagles where people aren't feeling confident after a Cowboys loss? I thought after a Cowboys loss, it would be at least 70% that would feel the Eagles are going to win the division. Is it because we just haven't seen them play at a high level all season long for an extended period of time?
I think so, yeah.
I think I've been extremely optimistic this entire season. Like, in terms of, like, I remember going back to the game after the Packers and thinking, oh, this is going to be the example that we look back to as a turning point in the season where the Eagles say, oh, we know what? We've discovered that we are a running team. This game is to be run. Our offense is to go through the running backs and the tight ends. And that was going to be how the Eagles were going to go from here on out. That's what they were going to trust. That's what they were going to rely on and all that. But right now, I guess people are looking at it and saying, the best this team has done is 2 in a row. And now you want them to go 5-2 at best? At worst, even?
At worst, right, yeah.
I mean, you're saying, Bob, and you've been saying for a long time, 6-1 the rest of the way.
Yeah, I figured if you won that Bears game, you go into the bye, you get even more healthy, you split these two against New England and Seattle, and then you just sweep on out.
Yeah, I would love
11-5.
I would love to say that, but again,
you can say it, Mark. Try it.
No, because I go 5-2, and I think that's being not only optimistic, but it's also real. it's very possible for them to, obviously, after the Cowboys lose to the Vikings last night, for them to win the division. You come back now, you got the Patriots and you got the Seahawks. I think they can split in those two games. Even if they don't, I mean, I still think they can run the table after that. But if you are able to win one of these games, I feel like the way things can even out in the NFL, and as we've covered many times before, including winning at Green Bay, right? I feel like the NFL has been very weird this season. And they have that opportunity to, if they don't split here, win out after that. Or if they're able to split here, there's going to be one of those buzzkill games that's just lying in the weeds waiting for them.
Yeah. See, I don't feel that buzzkill game. I could see them losing these two games. Look, I could see Tom Brady coming in here and putting up, you know, like 35, 40 points on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I could also maybe see them winning that game. I'm still going to hold true. I think they split these two, and I think they win out the rest.
Trey, when you look at it from afar, how does this how do you see them faring over these next seven games? Do they split here and win out after, or do they lose both and win out after? How can they fare? Are you confident this team will make the post, or excuse me, will win the division?
No, I'm not confident, you know, because they haven't really shown me anything to really hang your hat on. You know, you see some good play, and then you'll see a lot of bad plays. So hopefully adding Jordan Matthews into the equation will help open up the offense a little bit more, give Carson Wentz a target that he can trust, actually a receiver that he can look at on the other side of the ball that can open up, give him another option, mm-hmm, other than just having Mac Hollins and Whiteside just running up and down the field, just getting some cardio laps in. I mean, just having somebody that can actually bring something to the table. So, you know, I'm hoping, and it seems like the defense is starting to come around. You know, the secondary is playing well. You can see that Fletcher Cox is starting to come back around. Your defensive line is getting there, I think, just because the secondary is starting to be a little bit more physical. So I don't know if Avery is going to be the mixing piece to this defensive front that can help bring some pressure. But, you know, you just really don't know yet, because you'll see, oh, man, this was a – we haven't seen a game that you're like, you know what, that's the Philadelphia Eagles,
yeah,
right,
exactly,
there.
Exactly.
And when you have – which is what, the Packers game? You've gone, they've got it now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't have it now.
Because you're going to have the same game plan like you did with the Packers against New England. Mm-hmm. You need to run the ball.
Yeah.
You know, I think Baltimore and Cleveland showed that you need to run the ball against this team, even though they came out and beat Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland started getting some movement on them as they were running the ball. So, you know, I think you're going to have the same type of game plan that you had in Green Bay, bringing it to this New England game.
Because all the confidence that you may start build up, everything has a caveat. Think about it. Like Trey said, I think the defensive line's starting to come along, and the defensive backfield looks like, so I'm having more confidence in defense. And then somebody will say in my ear, yeah, the last two games, they played Buffalo and they played Chicago, two of the worst offensive teams in the league. Mm-hmm. So then you go back to, oh, man, what is it? The running game, yeah, you get all hyped, and then all of a sudden Doug Peterson decides not to call run plays for, like, three series. So it's like everything has a caveat, and I think that's why the you know, level of excitement or you know, what you believe is going to happen isn't there.
Yeah, I mean, and note to Doug, the Vikings broke the Cowboys' spirits last night, running the ball down their throat in the third quarter.
Yeah, note to Doug, Baltimore just ran for 210 yards on New England last week.
You look at the league's leading rushing teams, it's Baltimore. Obviously, Lamar Jackson adds a wrinkle to that. San Fran, Minnesota. Like, this connotation that running the football can't be a winning formula is just, and look, there's some good defenses to go along with those teams, but you can win running the football, and I think everybody agrees that's the Eagles' strength.
And I feel like there's an easy excuse people build in when they say, oh, that's just, you know, you don't win like that. Like, people,
why can't you?
Well, because people will build in the excuse that they're good teams and they'll run the ball late and that pads the stats.
Yeah.
No, they're setting up their offense through that run. This is first, second quarter. This is first half stuff we're talking about with these offenses, like what they'll establish with the Vikings with Dalvin Cook. Now, for the most part, now Thielen's been hurt, but Diggs and Thielen are stud wide receivers for that.
Yeah.
Kyle Rudolph, nice to see you last night.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. And if you believe that the Eagles' defense is their Achilles heel, what would prevent them from being a playoff team? Then a running game only helps that because it keeps them on the field less.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Seems simple, doesn't it?
But sometimes a little too simple, Bob.
To go back to the point, though, when you talk about running the football with this Eagles team, as we learned in Green Bay, the star of their offense needs to go through the running backs. Like,
yeah.
the feature pieces of their offense has to be about the running backs first, and then the wide tight ends, and then the wide receivers. And the wide receivers are a distant third, by the way, in that. But still, you got what I'm saying. Miles Sanders has that big playmaking ability for you. He's proven that throughout the year. He's gotten better throughout the year. Your offensive line is, I mean, Andre Dillard, just from start to finish, has started to show a lot of signs of improvement.
It'll be interesting what happens there.
We'll see what happens after the bye week.
What do you guys think? What's your gut say?
My gut says it's Dillard.
My gut says it's Dillard, too.
Yeah, me too.
What do you mean? If JP comes back?
If JP says
I don't know if he comes back.
Yeah. I mean, but if he comes back, I mean, he's a starter.
Yeah, but in terms of my gut, what's it telling me? Huh. JP's good to go for the rest of the year. He's done.
But he's a starter.
Yeah, but he's not starting. Like, if he's still hurt, if he can't come back, my gut is telling me JP's done for the year.
Okay. Was there surgery?
No.
So it's just, you just shutting him down?
I think that's how it ends up, yes. I think it's Dillard's spot now. I think one of the reasons Doug Peterson was so confident in saying, oh yeah, when JP's healthy, it's his spot.
Well, no, he's not going to be healthy.
Yeah.
How is he not healthy, though? That's what I'm...
I don't know what the injury is.
Uh-huh. They haven't commented on it.
Yeah.
Other than just knee.
Yeah, but real quick, I don't want to get too off, because we're talking about the running game and stuff. When it comes to that running game, that has to be the star of the show, as we've said. They can do that. Then after that, you got to focus on the tight ends.
Okay.
You're hoping Jordan Matthews gives you something. All he has to do is not give you nothing. All right. Yeah. Shouldn't be that hard. Bar's not that high. And here's the thing that I hate acknowledging guys that get healthy as almost deadline acquisitions. But Tim Jernigan coming back is huge for this defensive line. You mentioned Avery and seeing what he can do. Hey, one play, half sack. All right, good job.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned him coming in, but to me, Tim Jernigan coming back to this defensive line is a huge asset for them. That's what I can't wait to see. Now, we're a little late on this. We promise we'd do this. We have our second clue for a little game we're playing for the Ruthven Sixers tickets. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the second clue for Guess That Sixer.
This former 76er scored 998 points in his senior year alone in college.
What? He had a really good senior year in college. So he played. That's actually a couple of clues right there, actually. We know that he went to college. For more than a year. Let's put it that way. We know that he went to college.
He scored 998 points his senior year in college.
Look at that. Look at that. Now we're going to put all these clues together. We give one at 7. That's one at the 7:30 mark here. Then we're going to have another one coming up at 8, 8:30, 9, and 9:30. Around 9:45, we will take your calls to see if you can put all the clues together to guess that Sixer. For the Rothman Orthopedics court level ticket, second row.
Having the time of his life.
I promise you, you will have the time of your life. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. So we'll continue to put all those fine clues together. Coming up a little bit, I want to jump back into those 76ers because Brett Brown had some real talk.
He seemed angry last night.
They won the game.
Yeah.
And Brett was very honest about what this team needs to stop doing. He talked about turnovers. And he talked about fool's gold.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard those expressions before about other teams in the city. He's dead on. And if I'm Brett Brown, I'm frustrated too. I'm also frustrated with myself that you haven't seen. I don't know. Is something wrong with Matisse Thybulle? Is he okay?
What happened to him?
Is he healthy? What's going on?
He went into witness protection.
He came out a little bit last night.
Yeah, at the end when they almost blew it.
All of a sudden he's getting scrub. I mean, I hate to use this term, but scrub minutes? Really?
That's what he got last night.
That's what it looked like.
That's what it seems like, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Look, I said to you guys from the very beginning that there very well could be a lot of auditioning going on. And we were wondering, where's Trey Burke?
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, I wouldn't be surprised at like come that 10-game mark if we do start seeing Trey Burke, because he's still just looking and trying to figure out. Now, sure enough, we're starting to see him, and Thybulle's, you know, been relegated to the bench. The timing of it is weird because he had a really horrible game, 4 fouls in 5 minutes. I think it was against Phoenix. So maybe something happened there. I don't know. I hate to say that because we're sports talk radio, but I don't know why he would sit him as much as he has lately when he was getting so many minutes early on.
Has Trey Burke shown you that he deserves? I mean, I'm not saying one's taking minutes away from the other. I'm just trying to figure out what the rotation is. And I know that's always a question with Brett.
I think so is Brett.
Like,
trying to figure out what his reputation
is. That's real. I mean, it sounds crazy. Like, you had all preseason. You had, you know, you've seen these guys all summer long. How could you not know your rotation? It's a feel type of thing with him, and he does do that. And, you know, the 25 games of seeing something before he really believes in it, that's real for him, and we have to live with it.
All right, so we'll keep on talking when it comes to this Sixers team. We'll let you hear from Brett Brown coming up in a few. Edwin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Edwin in Middleton, what's up, man?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work, and you guys have to make my drive easier to work in Philadelphia.
Very nice to hear, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
On the game on Sunday, you guys keep saying run the ball on New England. Okay, Baltimore want to run the ball because they have some guys that can catch the ball. But you don't have no wide receiver that can catch the ball. So why you think you guys will be successful running the ball in New England?
Because they got two pretty decent running backs. And it's not necessarily just running the ball against New England. It's short yardage throws that they could take for extra yards, like what Miles Sanders can do, and also what a guy like Jordan Howard can do. Because even when Jordan Howard's getting hit in the backfield, he's still gaining you two or three more yards.
Well, guess what? Bill Belichick will take Jordan Howard from the game for you guys on Sunday. But Miles Sanders, I can assure you that Miles Sanders will be no effect in that game on Sunday.
No effect.
Yeah,
you know. I just want to make sure, Edwin. Are you a Patriots fan?
Die hard Patriots fan.
Die, knew it. I sniffed it out. Thanks for the kind words, Edwin. I appreciate it. Look, we all know how good a defensive mind Bill Belichick is, right? We all get that. But the Eagles have to do something that you see them get away from, and that's a successful running game.
Mm-hmm.
And
John Harbaugh shredded them last week.
It does give
me a little hesitation that Bill got embarrassed in a primetime game and he's had a bye week to get ready.
Hey, remember the stat I gave you?
What was it?
The last time the Patriots and the Eagles faced each other, while they were both coming off a bye, the Eagles won 41-33.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about that.
That was a big game.
That was a big game. I remember, I think it made the papers.
But, I mean, I know we don't have Lamar Jackson, but they showed that the Patriots could be vulnerable against the run.
Mm-hmm. So the two things that I would say is don't get away from the run game when it comes to actually using your running backs. And then, Bob, you'll love this one. Dial up a little zone read. Little read option there. Let's dial that up with Carson Wentz. See how he can take off a little bit and slide or get out of bounds.
Well, yeah, and watching the games yesterday, it's amazing how these teams use their athletic quarterbacks. It's not the, oh, don't get hurt. It's not that what we have here in Philadelphia. Yeah, let's not roll him out. My God, if he gets hit, he gets hurt again. Well, I'm really starting to believe more and more that you're curtailing all of a lot of the talent that Carson Wentz has because you're afraid of injury.
Mm-hmm. It's quite possible. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. All right, coming up, jump back to the Sixers here, and we'll let you hear from Brett Brown post-game. After a Sixers win last night, I think some of that frustration from Friday night carried over to his most recent press conference. Time to the Fanatic, 740.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning. The Fanatic.
One last thing on that fine weekend.
Uh-huh.
I adulted hard.
You adulted?
I was adulting the hell out of the weekend.
Really?
I was supposed to go over my brother-in-law's, and I did for a little bit. Uh-huh. But it was also my only time with the house to myself. I was even making noise because I had to put up blinds in the baby's room.
Oh.
Yeah, so I put up blinds in the baby's room.
Okay.
Put in a shelving unit in my basement.
Pulled out some tools.
Damn right I did.
Yeah.
Next to the swing? Near the swing? Which one?
Over the swing.
Okay.
The ghost love swing is no longer in existence.
Oh, you think not, but it is.
Now, but if I go down tomorrow, if I go down later today and it's back, then now I'll know my house is haunted. I put some shelves up in there to have some extra storage.
So that's right, a nice cool little item.
And I repurposed some walkway stones, big old like sheets of slabs, okay. Stone slabs, right? I took them out of this garden that the previous owners had down, and I put them in this corner of the back yard. Basically, I built an extension to my patio.
There you go.
It was only a small, like, 5 by 8 space,
mm-hmm.
And I rearranged those walking stones to go under my grill, so it's more stable now.
There you go,
and I blew out the
so
garden.
So proud of yourself.
I really am.
I'm proud of you.
I adulted hard. Mm-hmm. I was like, I spent the time with my power drill, putting up the blinds. Right, I was sawing pieces of wood in half to install a storage system.
Do you wear safety goggles and all of this?
I did because the shells were above my face because I didn't want the dust coming down to my eyeballs.
Okay, cool.
That's right. Just, you know, doing man
things.
That's
what
things.
I was thinking. Wow. You know, you got to make sure you protect the eyes.
And I will say this. My father-in-law, he's not a handyman.
Okay.
He's not good with tools and stuff.
Nice thing.
I let him use the power drill, though. For a little bit.
Did he feel the power?
Oh, damn right he did.
All right.
Damn right he did.
Turned into Tim the Tool Man. He was just like,
he was more of Al Borland, I guess. It was more of a. Actually, no, he was Tim the Tooler.
As long as he's not Pam Anderson.
Great point. Forgot she was even on that show.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. She was the original.
She was the original. Heidi. She wanted a bigger part. That's why she didn't stay on the show all
that long.
Yeah, I just watched a. What was the name of the show again?
Tool Time?
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. Yeah. I just watched a documentary. For some reason, it was on the TV in the house.
That's pretty random. Did you know that Tim Allen got arrested for selling cocaine at a Detroit Red Wings game in the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it a Red Wings game?
Yeah.
I knew it was drugs.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
The cocaine. The old Timmy Tool Time. Good times.
By the way, we're selling coke at a hockey match?
Yeah. I guess Red Wings games in the 80s were lit.
I guess they did more than that hockey. Am I right? Come on.
Huh. It's interesting.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I have no idea.
I think they get the drugs and then they sell it. I mean, that's.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty.
The location of the game was the weird part.
Yeah, just at the game.
Lewis Arena?
Yeah.
Joe Lewis is like, hey, come on.
Hey, he's like, your tailgate sucks. I got some coke. You want some?
Drugs are not
funny.
Spice
things up a little bit.
Drugs are not funny.
No.
Not funny.
No, not funny.
Not at all. Coming up in a minute, we'll hear from Sixers head coach Brett Brown on... they won yesterday. But Brett, I thought, had a lot of real talk for his team. We'll get to that in a second. Is it just Heem or Raheem? Heem in Philly.
Yo, how y'all doing today?
Good. Is that your name, Heem?
Heem.
Okay, cool. Just making sure, man. What's up?
I'm all right. How are you? Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Long time listener, first time caller. I want to talk about Trey Burke and Brett Brown. I really believe that Trey Burke should be in the game a little bit more. He's a beast. Any other team that he was on, I never seen him sit the bench. I'm not saying he's AI. Uh-huh. Don't get it misconstrued. I just think he plays like AI. He brings that intensity and that heart of Philly every game. If you see him sit on the bench, he's like he's biting his tongue to get in the game. He's like one of them dogs that's so hungry to get out there and get in the game. And it's just like he's sitting. I don't believe Nato should be that guy that's starting. I really believe Trey Burke should be that guy right now in my heart.
How old Neto's, I don't want to say impress me and sound like I'm overvaluing the guy, but I think he's done a nice job. Trey Burke had trouble getting on the court, and I know, Bob, you were banging the... I mean, I don't want to say banging the drum, but you were optimistic when they signed him.
Yeah, I do like Trey Burke, and you know, not to the point that I think he deserves 25, 30 minutes a game, but I think he can be that spark off the bench. And now that you're seeing more of him, I think I really am convinced now that it's an audition between he and...
I agree. Yeah. I was going to say that. I agree.
Yeah, so you might be seeing more of him.
When I look at his eye, like you see it in his eyes, like he got that. I need to be out there.
He's a dog.
Contributing to what they got. Yes, he's definitely that dog, guys. I just wanted to say that. I'm not gonna hold y'all, but I just had to make my peace with that because it was beating me up so bad that I was just hearing about and then looking at this guy on the bench every like the past couple games, even when Ben Simmons was starting, I think he should come right in.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion.
Heem, sleep easy tonight. You got that in, my friend.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a nice one.
Back at you. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it. I would do that. I mean, I still do that every once in a while. You'll lose sleep over a guy not getting playing time. Like, you're thinking about it, like, because you're trying to make sense of it. Like, even as, like, a fan, I would do it. Like, what the hell? Like, what's...
Yeah, if it's Joel Embiid or something, Heem's the only guy I know that's losing sleep over Trey Burke.
Oh, yeah, not Trey Burke, but, like, if it is, you're right, if it is more of a market.
Right.
But there are guys that you know... Like, for instance, I always knew Derek Coleman was just... a waste of space. I was not a fan of Derek Cole. And I'm like, why is Larry Brown giving him so much playing time when he sucks? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Trey Burke, I'm not going to lose sleep over.
Mm-mm.
But there would be that guy that would rub you the wrong way, and you'd just say, why is this guy getting more playing time? But I think Neto's done a decent job. Nothing amazing by any means, but decent coming in. Ben Simmons obviously has to get healthy, has to get out there on the court, and start playing point guard again. But yeah, what's bothering me more so is the amount of turnovers that you see from this team on such a consistent basis. yesterday in their win over the Hornets, they had 20 turnovers to the Hornets 13.
Yeah.
And it continues to be a problem night in and night out. Now, Brett Brown wasn't making excuses after the game yesterday. And look, they won 114-106. They got in the last, 5 minutes of that game, it was starting to get a little shaky. What you thought was going to be a surefire win got a little too close for comfort.
I literally saw Al Horford stand up and start walking towards Brett like, yo, you going to put me in here?
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of slipping away from you.
It got close. It got close. Like I said, a little too close for comfort. But after the game, here's, as I've been teasing, Brett Brown, I think, gave a lot of real talk when it came to how the Sixers have been playing recently. Here he is.
This is what I tell the team. Until we can fix this, this is a house built on sand. It is fool's gold. And we have to find a discipline and a better way to control that. Because the turnovers in the first half, some of them were live ball. A lot of them we were just getting things batted out of our hands. And we can't fool ourselves. This is a problem. This is a problem. And we need to own it. I'm the head coach. I got to find a way to fix it.
It seems like it's been a problem for the Sixers for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can chalk it up to, hey, young guys in the NBA, inexperienced. They're trying to do too much. They're not playing smart basketball. To hell with all that now. Joel Embiid's been in the league, 4 years playing now?
Five, I believe.
Five years playing.
I believe this is his fifth, which is typically a big step year.
Yeah.
Right. If you're an MVP, like Giannis took his big MVP step in year five. Mm-hmm. It's year three, you kind of become the superstar. Year five is like, you're there. You're a fully baked pie now.
My point is, he has 4 years in the league playing. Like 4 years playing in the league. Now, little change here in the fifth year. Now you have Ben Simmons, who's out, fine. But even when he was here, turnovers were a problem with this team. He's your point guard. Like, these guys are veterans now. These guys aren't young bucks learning their way anymore. Like, Neto has played enough in the league. Al Horford has played enough in the league. Tobias Harris has played enough in the league. He took some responsibility, even though he's not the biggest, criminal of all this, right? You look at all these guys that are playing for this team, and these are veteran guys. No more of this, I don't know, lack of knowledge. No more of this inexperience.
Yeah.
No more of this laissez-faire attitude with the basketball. This has to be corrected. It has to be corrected from the start of the year on. And it's still not. It's still an issue haunting this team. And they have lazy basketball that they played in the fourth quarter against the Nuggets that allowed them to get back into that game. Ill-advised shots, dumb plays here and there. Like, you can't be the elite team we expect the Sixers to be with this as a problem.
And I think, with Simmons not being in the lineup, what Brett said right there that we just played, I think it was mostly directed at one person.
Okay.
I absolutely think that's, hey, Joel Embiid, you better start caring. You better stop with the, I'm an MVP, I'm defensive player of the year. It's shut up and show me. It really is. Like, shut up and show me. And I just think it's that time. We pointed it out last week. We're just bystanders watching these games. But you can see how lackadaisical he is, the nonchalance in his game. It's just, it leads to turnovers. It leads to bad shots. And it leads to him, as I think Trey put it so well today, looking tired. Mm-hmm. Even if he's not, he looks the part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, that ain't going to win you no MVPs, no defensive player.
97.5 The Fanatic.